Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We want you to get in on the happy hauntings at the Disneyland Resort. That's right, people. It's Disney time. Halloween time is back now through October 31st. Right up through Halloween. If you're calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697, you will instantly win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Not the happy hauntings. Oh, look, Marcos is still here. We can't get rid of him. This is it. Your last chance to talk to our summer intern, Marcos. And to win these incredible 4-packs of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort. We have these all day at noon and 5. More chances to win. Call now, 800-400-3697. Win your tickets.
That same number is where you can send some texts, and we've got a couple minutes to do that before the movie reviews begin. Oh my God, the hosts are arguing. Makeup sex? LOL.
What?
I don't think we were arguing.
Arguing about what?
I don't know. With the metal songs?
Oh, I wasn't arguing about it. I agree. That list sucks.
Vinny, you're an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Of course they still use horses and dog food. That's why they have auctions where they buy horses for slaughter. Oh, because I walked past the horse auction the other day. How dumb of me not to know they were being auctioned off for slaughter for dog food. Duh, I'm so stupid.
They call them the knackers, and they come and get your horse. When we were trying to sell my horse before I went off to college, and we wound up finding a home for my horse.
Is this another wink?
It's not another
wink. Are you winking?
Because they actually, I was warned by other people, they will send out a woman and a daughter, and they will be looking your horse over, and
wow.
They're buying it for the dog food company. They pay these people to go and get people's horses so people think they're selling their horse to a family and not to
the dog food company.
You have to start asking questions. And they came out.
They did.
Uh-huh. You put your ad in the paper to sell your horse. Well, you don't do that anymore, I guess. And these people came out, and it was like, oh, my God, they want to eat my horse. Shannon was not going to let that happen. She grew old, and she died at, like, age 30.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Trypophobia is real. I have it. My 13-year-old daughter and partner have it. Barnacles, wasp nests, all trigger it.
All right. Well, wasp nests, I can see why. Barnacles? Sure, you cut yourself up on those. Trypophobia, like collections of holes, whole clusters that are frightening to people. I wonder if there's anything else that frightens them.
I don't.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, me neither. It's weird though that an iPhone would have you wanting to set things on fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should go see someone about that.
Well, life's gotten weird. No question.
Yeah, we have time for all these things. Time to worry about my fear of holes.
Having a dog is like a kid who never gets independent. Never.
Well, you only get them for 10, 12 years.
Right. They
so,
do.
You know, I didn't expect my kid to be independent at age 12 either.
Putting a hat on a bed is a superstition.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't put a hat on a bed.
Yeah.
You put it on the floor?
You hang it up or you put it where it belongs or whatever. You don't put a hat on the bed. It's just like a bad luck thing. I don't know what a lot of them.
Why all this bad crap's happened to me all these years? I just
you throw your hat on the bed.
I've never thought of it.
Do you open an umbrella in the house too?
No,
oh my God,
I don't.
Very superstitious. You know what though? I will say this. Like, yeah, I'm somewhat superstitious, and I know a lot of superstitions, so I don't tempt fate. But if I threw a hat on the, I mean, I broke a mirror one time, and boy, I did have a minute there where I was like, uh-oh. Well, that's 7 years bad luck. And then I was fine. I'm not like OCD about it. You know?
Like me in front doors?
Yeah.
Watch me walk up and back 15 times before I pull away from the house.
Right. Well, you got to make sure it's locked. You know what you have to do is you have to, when you check to see if something's happened, you pinch yourself and give yourself a pinch, and then you remember the pinch.
I appreciate all the tricks.
Or that rubber band thing.
Sure, yeah.
It doesn't work. I just find myself getting in the car and going, wait a minute.
Did I check that yesterday?
I don't even think I just did that. Mm. I better go check again. It'd be just like me to leave the door open and something bad happens. And then whose fault is that?
That's your fault.
It's like I sent out an invitation for the Hillside Strangler to come back and get to work on my family. Mm-hmm. I better go check that.
Better. Now you're back in your car. I don't know, but you name it. I mean, don't they say there's serial killers everywhere now? They're all around us. That's what I have fear of, serial killers.
I had a package stolen Monday. Oh, I can do this. I had a package stolen Monday. My camera recorded the thief covering his head with his jacket and taking my crap.
Oh, boy. That's creative.
Well, yeah, I mean, people know now that everybody's got those at the front door, right?
Oh, I just saw Chris Kelly get up. I think everyone's coming in.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's about to happen. Oh, there's Hooman. Hey, Hooman. Hi, Chris. Hey, Hooman.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Chris.
So exciting.
Wait for them to put their headphones
on. It's been how many years? 3 years since he's been in. Four?
It's been a while since Chris has been in here. We'll ask him as soon as he gets. He's figuring out his headphones right now. It's hard. It's high-end equipment, you know. Hooman, he's a grown man. He can figure out headphones.
I can figure it out.
He went to Yale and what was the other one? Georgetown.
Yeah.
You figured out that.
Barely.
Yank it. You can pull it wherever you need it.
Hi, Chris. Nice to see you.
When was the last time you were here?
God, it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, at least it's been a while.
Right?
I saw you last at the opening of Mosley's.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had a nice talk that night. I enjoyed it very much.
Me too.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Hey, I want to dedicate this movie review to the Sacramento Kings because they're going to be the first NBA team to ever play in India.
Oh!
Yeah, we're heading over beginning of next month.
Who are you going to play?
Pacers. Indiana Pacers. Oh. Two games in Mumbai. First week in October.
Have you been there before?
I have never been.
Oh. So I assume you're going.
I am going. Three of my partners are first generation Indian American immigrants, and so we're sort of the tip of the spear for the NBA.
Well!
Yep.
How fun.
All right.
That'll be fun.
Go Kings.
Yeah, we're going to have a
great time. Go Kings. Yep.
All right, everyone. Let's talk about strippers.
Hoes.
All right. Here's your review of Hustlers. This is this is based on a true story. It's a J-Lo, Constance Wu. If you saw Crazy Rich Asians, you'll know who she is. Cardi B, Julia Stiles, and Lizzo.
Oh.
So.
They're all the strippers?
Julia Stiles is not.
Oh, that's too bad. She's hot. Everyone else is. Oh, well.
So this film follows four strippers. J-Lo's their leader. And their lives were amazing until 2008 when the stock market crashed.
Oh.
And the only way these girls could survive as strippers was to lure guys into strip joints by drugging them and then stealing their credit cards and then maxing out those credit cards.
Oh. That seems extreme.
Well, that was the only... This is real.
This is based on a real thing.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah. Right. And I was, you know...
So it's based on Cardi B's life, because she's actually said that she's done stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk about Cardi B in a sec.
All right.
And they do talk about the drugs they used, but and I was debating whether or not to talk about that during the film. So if it comes up naturally, we can talk about it. Chris, this film has a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes, and everyone is raving about J-Lo. How was she? How was J-Lo?
J-Lo was amazing, as an actress, and her performance as a stripper was impressive as well.
How was she on the pole?
Really impressive. Like there's
any movement? Did you get some stirrings?
Sarah,
I'm just wondering. What? He's a man.
Her intro in the movie, her sort of key opening scene is an impressive strip performance.
She does that jackhammer move, and then she's up against the pole, and then she's able to tap both of her toes back behind her head. She's able to open her, you got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. All right, well, everyone is saying...
Well, I guess Hooman got stirrings.
Everyone is saying...
Look, she's 50 years old, It's impressive.
Do you think they airbrushed her body? I mean, there wasn't one stretch mark, one dot of cellulite, nothing.
Ask A-Rod.
I
bet she's pretty hot, even if they did have to take a pucker or two away. I mean, you know, she's still J-Lo the whole time. Chick is freaking smoking hot.
Do you think, it seems like everyone's saying that J-Lo's going to get an Oscar nomination.
Really? Best, an Oscar nomination?
For Best Supporting Actress.
So they showed this at Venice, and people were buzzing in a big way. And I buy it after seeing the movie now.
So wow. So we're saying there's more than a 50% chance she's going to get an Oscar nomination.
That's surprising.
I think that's right.
All right, let's talk about Cardi B. Mm-hmm. All right. How was Cardi B's acting and her lap dancing skills?
So... There's a scene where she's an instructor. She's with J-Lo and with Constance Wu, and it's impressive.
It looks like Cardi B was giving J-Lo a lap dance. Am I correct?
Yep.
Oh.
And that's her acting in the film, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
lots of praise so far from Chris Kelly. It sounds like he liked this film.
It was a good movie.
All the critics are saying, the critics that didn't like the film are saying there was no good guy. There was no one to root for. Do you agree with that?
I actually don't. I think that Constance Wu's character sort of has the moral dilemma of all the things that they're doing, and the interplay between her and J-Lo actually makes for a pretty fantastic, you know, buddy. It's almost a bad buddy comedy like Thelma and Louise. And, and Constance Wu her performance is really impressive, too.
Huh. Yeah. And she's also a stripper?
Yes.
So do you see any of these ladies totally nude, or?
There is nudity,
yeah,
but none of the, like,
none
key
of the
players. Yeah. I mean, there's...
Not even Cardi B?
So Cardi B has this moment where she's got, like, these diamond...
Pasties?
No, these diamond flowers over her areolas.
Uh-huh.
And everything else is showing.
Her cuckoo?
No, but I'm just saying everything on her breasts is showing. Yeah. Except just...
So it's like you're nude, but that just one little area is covered.
Yeah,
All right.
I will say, Cardi B is in it for 4 minutes, and I think that was the big mistake with this film. Like, you should add Cardi B in it for 25 minutes.
Oh, I didn't realize she was such a minor character.
Yeah, she just does the really one... moment where she berates the owner of the strip club, tells him what a loser he is and how lucky he is to have her, and then the lap dancing scene, and then she's out.
So
you're saying her acting was good?
Her acting was phenomenal.
It was good.
I mean,
she could have been deployed better too, but
she just played herself.
Yeah. All right, so Chris, who was the celebrity who would frequent the strip club in Hustlers?
This was Usher.
Really?
How was he? How was his acting?
He needed to make it rain, and he did.
Oh, so his part was fulfilled.
Yes.
Was he the weak acting link?
No,
just they didn't give him anything to do except throw money on J-Lo and all the other strippers.
God, you know what's terrible for him is every time I hear his name now, I think about what's going on down
right.
there.
Right, I know.
Like
me
green
too.
Goo or something like that.
Yeah. That's exactly. That's what was said.
I don't know if I would have picked Usher. Like, I feel like they could have got any hip hop artist. I would have picked Puff Daddy or 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
You
Maybe
know?
They all said no.
That's
really
possible.
Who's the boxer who owns his own strip joint in Vegas? I would have picked him too.
Mayweather.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, come
Floyd,
on.
Floyd gets around.
Yeah, he loves strip joints. Yeah. All right, let's talk about Liz. Let's talk about
Liz. Floyd shows up at Kings game sometimes.
Oh, he
oh,
does.
He?
You guys hang out?
It's been a little bit of time.
Do you ever try to give him investment advice? You know that he's got a checking account with all his money in it.
No, he doesn't
know this. Tell him.
I try to,
can you freaking believe that?
I'm pretty
sure. It's all just right there.
That. Well,
tell him how much his ATM reads.
Oh, wasn't the story that he had $197
million
in
his ATM. Yeah,
he just, you know, whatever, I hope he was getting interest at least.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, me too.
Like, that's the most awesome story of all time.
Now,
so good.
Now that you know this, next time you sit next to him, can you say something?
Just like, look,
I will.
Like,
say diversify.
Dude, we got some things that here in the Valley that are...
I guess if you have that much money, though, and you just have in your account, and you just... I mean, you could easily live off that.
Yeah.
No problem.
Somehow.
Need to. But, or you could turn it into $1 billion.
That's a better way to do it.
All right, let's talk about Lizzo.
Jerome, take your ass home. So good. Oh,
so good.
So
that's
good.
Her best song.
I agree. I hope that's a big hit for her someday.
I'm going to put that in my rotation.
She just seems like such a cool girl.
Well, she's coming up to the Bay Area, and all my friends from L.A. are flying up to see her.
Mm.
Anything you want to say about Lizzo?
She wasn't in the movie for very long.
She had three lines, everybody.
But she was fine.
I thought it was about the foursome.
She's not one of the foursome.
Yeah,
she's
this
just,
was really about J-Lo. And
I see. Yeah. All right. But she's in it just for a little while.
Yeah, she gets
Did she do some stripper moves and stuff, too?
Not on the pole. Oh. She's more on the ground, rolling around on the ground. All right. Chris, finally, was there enough stripping and pole dancing in this film for you?
Look, if that's what people are looking for, they're going to find it in this film.
All right.
I don't think there was enough stripping. And if I was to compare this film to Magic Mike, where, like, the dudes were naked on the club the entire time, this movie has... Thank you. This movie has maybe two pole dancing scenes at the most. Maybe three. Maybe. Sum it all up, let me just say this. Right. Hustler is a fun movie. I do agree J-Lo will probably get the nomination. Huh. She will. I can't believe I'm saying
Chris is nodding in agreement.
Yeah.
That is...
Yep. I didn't go in expecting much out of this. And
right.
I was like, this is actually a really good movie.
But the movie... Yeah. The
so
movie's
surprising.
It's okay. It's no Flashdance.
Oh, well, you know, so few movies are.
I mean, how great was Flashdance when we were growing up, right?
It was pretty good.
I've seen that 40
Flashdance,
times.
Huh? Yeah.
You don't remember Flashdance?
Sure. No, absolutely. I mean...
The maniac.
Maniac.
I'm going to go ahead and give this film 3 Persian rugs.
Wow. 3 only. All right.
And I'm gonna go 4 crowns out of 5.
Oh, 4 crowns for the Kings.
For the Kings. Exactly.
Got it. Oh, yeah. 4. So you really liked it.
I did.
Do you
like
think Hooman's being a little bit hard on it?
You know, I think he is.
Well, how was your date?
Good one, Sarah.
Yeah, hard. Yeah. So how was your date with Hooman that night? I know how much you guys enjoy each other's company.
We had a great time.
Well, did he sleep at all during the movie or leave halfway through it, Chris?
No.
I did take one bathroom break. Oh. You know. Yeah. I got to readjust everything.
Right.
Hey, Chris wants to mention something real quick.
Oh, please do.
So Thursday the 26th down in Woodside, the 49ers Academy is going to be hosting Cocktails and Couture, an annual fundraiser.
Like a fashion show.
It is a fashion show focused at the ladies, and you can get details on that at 49ersacademy.org.
All right.
That's it.
Are you going to be there?
I very well may be.
This is 49ers Academy you speak of.
This is a school that has been run for 20 years in East Palo Alto that's focused on basically taking middle schoolers and making sure that they're ready for high school and college.
Oh.
And it's a public school. I've been proud to be involved with it for 20 years now.
Way cool.
Yeah, very nice.
All right,
Chris Kelly, thank you for accompanying Hooman to the movies and coming in bright and early this morning.
And over-delivering with that movie
As
review.
Usual.
Phenomenal. I just want to say next week, everyone, we'll bring Corey Rosen back. We're going to be reviewing Ad Astera.
What's that?
Brad Pitt in space.
Yeah. Awesome.
And next week, Chris Kelly will be in India.
Yeah.
It's not next week. Beginning of next month.
I got it.
All right. Well, have fun in India. That'll be fun. All right. Thanks,
all right,
guys. Great job.
Thanks.
Alice at 90. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
73's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, you guys, I don't know if you can smell that, but
Friday.
That's the smell of Friday.
Oh.
It's in the air. It's already, it's crackling. Mm. It's crackling in the air.
Mm.
We'll be back here. Joyful. Not that it's any better than any of the other days. I mean, Monday, come on.
It can be that.
Such a great day.
Mm.
But we are pretty excited for tomorrow. A really fun show today, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I agree.
And tomorrow on the show, we actually have some of the kids from the Planet Home, .eco, the big expo that's happening at the Palace of Fine Arts this weekend. So if you've been wondering about that, what time are they coming in?
8.
8 o'clock. I'll find out all the info.
We also have Madonna tickets. We're going to do a little contest for that.
Oh, right. It's going to be a fun Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Ooh.
If you're Triskaidekaphobic.
That planet dot Eco? PlanetHome.eco. Yeah. Sounds like a place, a good place to pick up hippie chicks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, people who care. Yeah.
Or hippie dudes.
Sure, hippie dudes. Those are hipsters.
Is that what they are?
I don't know. I don't really know all the tags now. So, anyway, today we are going to cut a secret show. You'll find that, I don't know,
oh,
in an
we
hour.
Are?
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. In an hour, you'll find that at RadioAlice.com.
That's weird.
Of course, someone's getting kicked off Big Brother tonight. I wonder who it will be. It's a $500,000 decision, people. It's a big deal.
I'm going to go see the Doobies tonight.
Oh, my God. You're going to the Doobie Brothers tonight? Does that mean you're not coming to work tomorrow?
No, I'm still coming to work.
Sure,
I'll just be dragging
are.
My butt.
Where are they playing? Shoreline?
Masonic.
Oh, Masonic. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Oh. So they must have done Wente last night.
Correct. Yep.
Oh, all right.
Right. That's fun.
I believe so.
Say hi to TJ for us.
I will. And DJ.
And DJ, of course.
Right.
I can't wait. You know, this always happens when that comes around and they go, no one, you're not allowed to call me that. That's not my name. I'm not TJ. I don't
all
mean
right,
to
TJ. Make them mad. Okay, that's fine. You're hilarious, TJ.
Way for us to take liberties, though.
All right, so we'll catch you back here on Friday. And thanks again to Marcos, our summer intern.
Yeah.
We say goodbye to him
bye,
today.
Marcos.
Without a whole lot of fanfare. Oh, and thanks to Chris Kelly for coming in for the movies review as well. Great job. Good work, everyone. Woo. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.